Why did Moses marry the Ethiopian woman? The answer is this: Moses was a symbol of Jesus Christ. The Ethiopian woman symbolized the Gentile bride married to Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, Romans 3:29, Is he the God of the Jews only, is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. She was a believer in the true God of Israel, and there was not a woman in Israel spiritually prepared for Moses' ministry at that time. Jesus, explicitly, expounded to John in Revelation 21:9-10. Come hither, I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and shewed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Verse 2, And I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. St. John 1:29, The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. No race or religion has a monopoly over the Word of God written in the Scriptures. Peter declared, 2 Peter 1:20, Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. All humanity, both Jews and Gentiles, were spiritually dark with sin. The dark-skinned Ethiopian woman is an allegory of sinners of all nations receiving the mercy and love of God. Because of her humility, faith, and love for God, he exalted her by commanding her to marry one of the greatest spiritual leaders of all times. 1 Samuel 16:7, The Lord said unto Samuel, The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Moses was not a racist. God revealed to him in a vision to marry her. God does not look on the pigmentation of our skin. He looks into our heart. God upheld their interracial marriage because it was a holy marriage. He created all humanity with one blood. Paul declared, Acts 17:26, And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. Numbers 12:1, And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verses 5-12, And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud. And he said, Hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold, wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and, behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and, behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. God executed judgment against Aaron and Miriam because of their sin. The Ethiopian woman and Moses were without rebuke. She remained in the camp with her husband, protected by God's love, which he manifested through Moses' love for her. Moses loved her for her wisdom. Proverbs 31:1, The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Verse 26, She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Verses 30-31, Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Aaron and Miriam were examples of racial supremacists. They misinterpreted the truth. They thought that God has respect for race and color. They stand out in the Old Testament scriptures as racists. God cast Miriam out of the camp, because she became a leper. Aaron immediately repented. Therefore, God did not cast him out. Paul emphasized to Titus, Titus 1:14, not giving heed to Jewish fables, and commandments of men, that turn from the truth. Jewish fables said that Moses' Ethiopian wife was not a dark-skinned woman from Ethiopia, although the scriptures explicitly declare it. They also lied about Jesus' resurrection from the dead. They said that his disciples stole his body out of the grave. They paid hush money to the soldiers to tell a lie. St. Matthew 28:12-15, and when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night, and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him, and secure you. So they took the money, and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. In the New Testament scriptures, Simon Peter was a strong segregationist. He followed the culture and traditions of Jewish civil law, and did not teach Gentiles until God commanded him to teach Cornelius. However, he was an overcomer, and later declared that God is no respecter of persons. Peter said, Acts 10:28. Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation, but God hath shewed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Verses 34-35, Then Peter opened his mouth, and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. Acts 8:26-29, And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and, behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. Verses 35-38, Then Philip opened his mouth, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. There was no dispute that the eunuch was a dark-skinned man from Ethiopia. Those scriptures reveal to us that God loves all of us regardless of race, color, gender, or ethnicity, when we obey him. Philip and Paul were true Christians. They believed that God's people are believers in all nationalities. Philip was a disciple of Jesus' ministry on earth. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and heard the Spirit of the Lord, which told him to draw near to the Ethiopian, who went to Jerusalem and was returning home spiritually empty and void of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Philip taught him the Holy Scriptures, and he repented, and the Lord saved him that day.